This is The Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
The Ottawa-Carleton District School Board is suing the social media giants. There are a couple of other boards of education in Ontario doing the same thing, but they're actually separate lawsuits. And I'm a parent. There are times when I want to grab my kids and drag them out of bed where they've been awake for the last hour and a half, a couple of teenagers, flipping through TikTok. Just flip, 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 flip. It is unbelievably frustrating watching them turn into idiots right in front of my eyes. And then I'll go on TikTok and then I realize, oh, that was 20 minutes. Now I'm doing it. It's very addictive. Does it rewire the way we think? I don't know. I'm not the expert on that. Should we do something about it? Maybe. Is this the answer? Not so sure. Pino Buffone is Director of Education at the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board and joins me on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What's the problem you're trying to solve? How does this impact on our kids' education?
The reason for our lawsuit against the social media giants is really twofold in nature. It's related, Bill, to the achievement and well-being of our students. These social media platforms, and I want to be clear here that I'm not discouraging in any way the use of technology in our classrooms. In fact, I'm encouraging that. I think there's tremendous potential for that. What we're talking about here is the intentional design of some software platforms that purposefully, much to your introductory comment, are purposefully created to encourage compulsive use. There's intermittent variable rewards, manipulation in essence, in these platforms that cause disruption to our education system, predominantly the learning and well-being or wellness of our students.
Yeah, I'm also surprised, though, sometimes at what my kids know about that's going on in the world. They're actually getting some information through TikTok. It's not very in-depth, maybe, but sometimes I feel like they know more about current affairs than I did at their same age. So I don't think that they get nothing out of it. But is the science there to back you up? Do we know that this is having a negative impact on our ability to educate our kids?
We know that the science is backing up the disruption it's causing. I think you raise a valid point. As I said, the utilization of technology is a wonderful thing in our classrooms. We know that this is causing a disruption, and we're arguing here that the social media giants also know that the way they're creating some of these algorithms are causing disruption and harm in disruption in learning and harm in the wellness of our students. And what we're looking for primarily is for them to redesign their tools so that there can be safer use as a safeguard for our students.
Isn't it up to the school board, though, to educate our kids based on the world they live in and that this stuff is beyond your control? All you can do is adapt to it?
There's a piece here for all aspects of society of play. As educators, we have an acceptable use of information technology, policy, procedure for our students, and teaching our students about etiquette around the utilization of technology, no question. But we're also arguing here that some of these social media giants understand that what they're developing, the intentional design of these products is very much to create habit formation that is a concern. And it's a fallout in terms of learning. We've got attention issues, distraction in class, targeted challenges or competitions that cause harm or issues for the organization and for our student, staff, and school communities, and then cyberbullying and online peer pressure. So no question we've got to work with our students to learn how to utilize the technology, but we're arguing here that social media giants are aware that what they're doing is causing harm and that we're looking for a redesign of their products.
Pino Buffone is on the line with me, Director of Education, Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. Okay, so let's accept the premise, and I don't totally reject it, that's for sure, that this is something that needs doing. Why you, though? Why us? This feels like you're standing on a beach and there's a tsunami coming towards us and you got your hands out trying to stop it. I mean, it's a big country. It's a big planet. These are media giants. Why are we in Ottawa taking on this fight?
Well, Bill, it's not just me and it's not just us. A number of districts, including some in the GTA, are involved in this lawsuit. This is an issue. You know, Bill, I visit schools every week. I try to get to a school a week, just to learn from the magic in teaching and learning environments. And this is an issue that our students have raised as a concern. It's impacting the learning, as I mentioned. It's impacting their wellness and their well-being. And even our parents and guardians are expressing this concern, how it is that they help manage their own kids with social media. South of the border, a number of districts are also taking on lawsuits or litigation with social media giants to have them address something that they acknowledge they're doing in the manipulation of these platforms.
But there are a lot of things that go on in the world that disrupt kids' education. Kids are, in many cases, homeless, or they don't get enough food, or and those are battles that should be fought. But, Pino, why the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board? This seems like you got to be focusing on educating our children, not fighting a worldwide battle.
I think, Bill, for us at the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board, this is focusing on educating our students. We understand that the issues that have really evolved over time around social media are having a tremendous impact on learning both inside and outside the classroom. As I mentioned, attention issues. You know, Bill, over 90% of our students in grades 7 to 12 indicate that they use social media daily, with close to half of them for over 5 hours a day. Whether that's in the classroom context or beyond the classroom, that's a huge impact on the kind of time our youth are spending with the return.
Okay, but why not then focus on controlling how much access they have to these platforms in school and educate parents to make sure their kids spend less time on them at home? I mean, it just feels like this is just way above your pay grade as the director of education at a local school district. What are we? Who's going to pay for it, and how much is it going to cost?
So a couple of pieces. One, your point around working with parents and guardians, working with our staff, we continue to do that. They continue to mention it's an increasingly difficult task to help manage this. That's why we're looking at the social media giants who are able to adjust and redesign their platforms is a key point. But also, we're seeing the fallout in terms of the supports for mental health, the issues around bullying, self-esteem, anxiety, nervousness that our students are mentioning. This is causing a redirection of our resources, which are limited. To your point, we are a school board. We don't control all of what takes place in society, but this is having a detrimental impact on our time, energy, efficiency, and effectiveness. And that's part of the reason why we've issued this litigation, is that it's impacting all facets of our ability to focus on achievement and well-being, which are our dual core mandate.
Well, you've restated your argument, but I didn't grow up on TikTok, so it's not lost on me. You didn't answer the question, which is, what's this going to cost us?
So the legal firms are working out the dollar amounts in the litigation. There's no cost to the school boards to get engaged in the litigation at this point in time. This is really something that's a multi-board lawsuit that is being brought forward with a dollar amount for compensation for the kind of impact this has had on our mental health and well-being to date and likely into the future until we've got our social media giants redesigning the platforms they're creating.
There is some cost, though, in your time, I would imagine, as well, and other members of your board.
There's a minimal cost in terms of our legal preparation, but to be frank, it's minor in comparison, Bill, to the kind of cost this is costing day in and day out in our schools.
But why not put that energy into lobbying the provincial government to do something about this, at least deeper pockets, a little more power, or the federal government to get involved and pass legislation? This idea of a lawsuit against these giants just seems like a waste of everybody's time and energy to me. Do you really think you can win?
We're very confident, Bill, that with the acknowledgement of the social media giants, that the way they set up these platforms is indeed intentional in nature, and the fact that it's impacting us directly. We're working with the provincial government. Of course, federal government has an Online Harms Act. They've also addressed or acknowledged the concerns this is causing in society more widely. But we're leaders of public education in our own context, and we're asking the social media giants to relook at this and to hold them accountable, because it is impacting us directly daily.
So before I let you go, this will never cost taxpayers a penny?
No, we've got some minor incidental costs that come with the day-to-day issuing of a lawsuit, but it's really, Bill, well beyond that. That's, you know, the dollar amount is secondary. We're asking the social media giants to change the way they design things. There's a minimal cost in the day-to-day work we do, like my time here on media this morning, but by and large, relative to the impact this is having on other pressures it's causing, it's very minimal.
And this went to the board and the trustees voted in favor of it?
Yes.
Thank you for your time today. Appreciate it, Pino.
My pleasure.
Pino Buffonet, the Director of Education, Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning.